Hello and welcome to another Connecting Consciousness update. It's the 22nd and we're hopeful this will go out on the Sunday. All right, so I think the main thing really I wanted to talk about was how the political control system around what we would call the lockdown and the whole concept of the virus is breaking down. Some world leaders fully embraced the cabal and followed the letter of the law, shall we say. Other leaders just did what their professional medical staff told them. And in the cases where a particular leader isn't part of the cabal or isn't controlled by the cabal in the same way, they took the advice of their medical professionals simply because they felt that that was all that was left to them. You could easily be taken to court or see huge bad publicity across the world stage if a leader refused to take notice of and implement what his or her official doctors are telling you. And you know on this planet that if you're an official doctor or you're a part of the official system, then that means that it's right. It doesn't matter whether it's wrong or not. In the rules, it's right. So, you know, we've seen situations where, you know, a certain country has come out and said it has a cure or an antidote for the virus, and then the World Health Organization offered $20 million to sabotage that. It was an organic, non-pharmaceutical, based on an anti-malaria type of remedy that a certain country put out, and it forced its president to come on board and accuse the World Health Organization of betraying them. Now, that's not been reported on any of the establishment newspapers, television, or the websites. In other words, the established media are so controlled by the same organization that controls the World Health Organization that they did not give coverage to what should have been a world-leading story, where the World Health Organization offered a bribe or a backhand of $20 million US to stop a non-pharmaceutical drug coming to the marketplace. So much so that the president had to go on board and on the television and the radio and make a statement about that. And that's why I'm deeply concerned, not because of that, I expect that, we all do, but deeply concerned that the control of the media is so great that not one single well-known or state-funded or commercially funded news outlet was prepared to give it any coverage. And that is why if President Trump wins the election November the 3rd, the final battle in terms of removing issues is the taking on of the established media. Can't take the established media on now, would have to be re-elected. And it's one of the big reasons why the other side don't want Trump to be re-elected, because their final bastion, which is the control of the world's media, would be severely hampered. Now, if we look at the situation, for those of you who are in America or those of you who are interested, there are three swing states, or at least there are three states that trended towards the Republicans. And at the moment, on the way that it's looking, they're going to go Democrat. Now, unless Trump can pick up another state, then, you know, it's more likely that the Democrats will win on November the 3rd. We are told that 52 million people voted for the Republican Party in 2016, although the inside information is it was closer to 62 million, which then says, well, how did they fiddle, or you know, what was the capability to fiddle 10 million votes? According to the official line, Hillary Clinton had a 2% increase over Trump of the popular vote, but in terms of the college votes, then President Trump he won that. So if the establishment are as strong in the manipulation of election rigging or voting as they are in controlling the news media, it's not good for anybody who wants this war against the cabal to carry on. Let's look at who the deep state have put up to oppose Trump. They've put up a man who is obviously ill. And I don't mean necessarily physically ill, I'm talking about mentally ill. Well, Biden clearly has early outset of Alzheimer's or some form of dementia. And it's, I think, hopefully obvious to most people, but you know, sometimes you meet people and you talk to them and you're absolutely shocked at the little that they know or the little they're prepared to know. But clearly, if the Democrats were successful, then you'd find Biden would resign or be removed by his own doctor within 6 months of becoming president, and then the vice president would take over. So the interest for those observing is not about Biden, but it's who will the deep state choose as the vice president. Now, this is very divisive, and I want to throw something in that's probably not been looked at. People say that the Democrats are the deep state, and Democrats are, you know, the cabal, and the Republicans are not. That's not true. Because as a man, President Trump was not part of the cabal, the opposition to that, so the deep state, would throw in with whoever would be his natural enemy. Now, had it been the other way around, had he been a Democrat, then they would have thrown their weight behind the other side. So what I'm saying is that all political parties are infected or invested with the elite. Of course they are, because under normal circumstances, it doesn't matter whether the Republicans win the election, or the Democrats, or here in Great Britain, whether the Conservative Party wins, or the Labour Party wins. It doesn't matter, because the elite manage both parties. But what happened in 2016 was a man won the presidential election who was not supposed to have won it. A man who was not controlled by the elite in the same way as everyone else was, who was earmarked for the job. And in Great Britain, that's exactly the case here with Boris Johnson, who is not manipulatable in the same way. So you have these two great countries run by maverick leaders who are not under the control of the cabal. Oh, sure. If a cabal organization says, unless you do this, we'll pull out 50 billion or 60 billion, then regardless of the leanings of that man, America or Britain, they're going to have to come to some arrangement. But they're not under the same control day in, day out. And that's the point. So you don't want people to think that the Republicans are good and the Democrats are bad. That's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to get across here is that the deep state is thrown its lot in with an organization that has a vested interest in removing the president. Okay? So that's what's happening. So we have one man, just one man, and the United States military or proportions of the US military behind the president, all because of this thing which we call the Constitution, which is a person in Britain or European countries don't have a real understanding or the concept of what that actually means. So what's happening with this virus is it's unraveling. Because it was known as a bioweapon, everyone in power overreacted. They overreacted because they believed it was going to absolutely decimate and wipe out everybody. In Great Britain and in America, the leaders of those countries did not wish to lock everyone down so that 5G could be spread out everywhere. But that is in effect what happened. So when the leaders in, certainly in Britain, when Boris Johnson put us into lockdown, you noticed that construction or building essential repairs were allowed to carry on. And many of us have come out of our houses to see new 5G masts built or antennas built. And so what I'm saying is, I personally don't believe the Prime Minister rubbed his hands in Great Britain and said, that's good, we'll keep everyone indoors and we can go out and do the cabal's work. What's happened is that the cabal that has placemen in many, many parts of government or part of the industry saw this as a great opportunity and went out and did that. It doesn't excuse it in the sense that local councils who have supposedly the responsibility are left scratching their heads saying, well, we didn't authorise that. That's their cop-out. We didn't know who did it. So what I'm saying is that, yes, that's happened. But what we're looking at now in places like America, Britain, and in a couple of European countries is that there's a swing back, a push back to get the economy working, which is, of course, what the deep state don't want. They want a weakened and damaged country, much more easy for them to control. If you have a weakened country, then a big name person can come in and, you know, bail you out or do something which normally you wouldn't accept, but if you're in difficult times, you will. So the whole point was to remove the President of the United States, which has failed. The second point was to weaken certain countries economically, and one is America and one is Great Britain, although we've seen terrible damage to Italy and Spain financially. And yet, interestingly enough, the financial damage to Germany has been minimal, and that's quite interesting. So we've got a situation here in Britain particularly where people had the first big demonstration in Hyde Park against the lockdown, and I was very pleased to see that the police did not attempt to break it up. We had huge crowds of people going to the beaches to enjoy the sunshine, and I'm very pleased that the police did not attempt to break it up. I think what's happening is that those in the office, in official office, begin to understand that although the virus was real, the reaction to it has been well over the top. They're now pulling back as fast as they can. And I saw some pictures at black and white photographs taken in 1968 of a restaurant, cafe in London. And it was the height of what was called the Hong Kong flu. And there were people serving food in a restaurant with masks on. It could have been taken yesterday. But the point was, in 1968, there was no lockdown. There was nobody going away from work. Everyone went to work. They didn't actually social distance officially, but unofficially they did. And therefore, the damage to the economy was minimal. So what we've had this time is a deep state, the cabal, whatever term you want, who infect the medical profession at the top level, saying to the government, you've got to do this. And the government turning around and saying, well, with nobody else to advise us, we have to do it. Except in America, when President Trump realized that was happening, he turned to his own military and his own military doctors and said, I don't want some of these people like Mr. Gates advising me. I want you to advise me. And so by creating his own military doctor corps, he was then able to say, well, we're going to start opening the country up. Now, in this country, what's happened is the Chancellor and a number of other senior MPs have basically managed to get Boris Johnson to sideline his medical professionals, because what they're arguing is the economy of Britain. If you keep Britain in lockdown for the time the doctors want you to, there'll be no Britain left. There'll be no economy. There'll be nothing. And so what they've had to do is to say, they can't turn around and lose face and say, well, we never needed to do this and we never needed to do that. So they're fudging it all. It's absolutely ludicrous that now they've created these special air corridors. They're trying to find any form of words that will allow people to travel to other countries. At the moment, if you come into Britain, you are on a 14-day quarantine. Well, who's going to come to Britain to sightsee? You can't, if you've got to spend 14 days in the hotel that you're coming to or where have you. So there's this big battle now between the cabal through the medical profession and, of course, the people who are in charge of the economy looking at a destroyed economy. And I will just finish off and say that it doesn't mean every doctor and every nurse is part of the cabal. Most of them haven't a clue. They haven't a clue. They just get their briefings, they get their peer-reviewed papers. We do this, we do that. There's only a small handful of these people that are actually aware of who's manipulating. And on this planet, it is about money, unfortunately. And therefore, where does the money come from? And that is where you go. So they say about follow the money. I'm talking about the reverse part of it, in the sense that the money's coming forward, and therefore we want you to do this, we want you to do that. We will give you a big grant, you follow this. And that's the problem we've got at the moment. Politicians who are not professional doctors, who have swallowed hook, line and sinker the cabal's line about what they should do. Now we'll see how long it takes Britain and America to bounce back. So what I'm saying is that it failed. It failed to remove the president, and that was what it was all about. And the second part was to weaken economies. That has failed. Now the third part is the vaccine. So there is a race on now, and you know that, those of you who've had a chance to try and keep abreast of everything, President Trump's referred to Operation Warp Speed, and that's a hark back to the original Star Trek show. So Operation Warp Speed is a combination of military doctors and civilian doctors making a vaccine separate to anything that Mr. Gates or anyone else can come up with. And those of you who have got good memories will remember some weeks ago I said to you that I would never ever take a vaccine that came from the cabal side. But if a vaccine came from the military and President Trump personally vouched for it, I'd take it because I trust the man and I trust the American military. And, you know, that was because, well, it was 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I can't remember when I said that, I was told that the American military were actively looking to find a vaccine that was not part of anything that had come from anywhere else. In other words, it was separate from the World Health Organization or Bill Gates or anybody else. So I was really pleased a few days ago when Operation Warp Speed was announced to the public, which is the creation of a vaccine which has not come from the normal way. Now, it may take 6 months, it may take a year, by which time I imagine this virus will have died its natural death. I do imagine this virus will just die as quickly as it arrived. Therefore, there won't be a need for a vaccine. So Mr. Gates and others will have to get some pretty nifty advertising campaign going. And they're now already talking about a second spike. There'll be a second wave, because they've got to try and keep that fear going if they want to sell the vaccine. Who knows what they'll charge? It'll be $10 a shot, $20 a shot, haven't a clue. You know, you'd often think, well, haven't you made enough money? You know, if you own half the world, haven't you had enough? But the problem with these people is they're incredibly greedy and they want all of it. You know, it's just the way they are. Is that if you have the, you know, the old well-known pie or cake, and they don't want anyone else to even have the thinnest slice of that cake. They want all of it. And here's the sad or the very concerning part, because these people believe it's theirs. They believe that everything on the earth is theirs by right. Let's look at treasure trove. Those of you who've got a metal detector or go out, you know, if you find anything that's gold, silver, mostly gold, you have to declare it to the government, and there's a big inquiry, and you know, you can get some money for that. You know, that's why a lot of people do it. But if it's declared treasure trove, the government takes it and they pay you a proportion of that. That's because the system says it doesn't matter that that gold coin has been under the earth for 500 years. That's ours. And the fact that you found it may have been on your own land. The fact that you found it on your land doesn't mean anything. It was already ours before it was lost. And so it is in business. If you say you start up a, I don't know, like a burger store, and it becomes very popular, and there's a big, huge corporation one block around, and they've got burgers, they will come and try and buy you out, because it's their belief that you don't have the right to have anything in terms of competition. They have, in their minds, the right to take because it's theirs anyway. And that's how the cabal are trained. That's the culture. That's the way they believe. And it's the same in terms of the human race, is that they believe they own everybody. And we don't have a right. So the way that the politics is now playing out, we're observing this small group of people who believe that they can make the decisions over and above the elected people. And that's what's now, this is a war that's now moved across from the White House and to number 10 Downing Street, where the leaders, the democratically elected leaders, are now finding themselves on a political front. I don't mean party politics, in terms of business, in terms of any of the parties or clubs they go to. They are finding that those organizations, whatever they are having to choose which side of the fence they're on. And if that organization is part of the other side, they're coming up against a brick wall. So it must be very lonely. It's been lonely for President Trump for many years. He's used to it. But Boris, I think he's beginning to understand what it means to take on the evil serpent, take on the evil forces of this cabal. And, you know, that's why President Trump, Boris Johnson, will be thrown together as very good friends, because they need each other. So my main update really is hopeful, because the vision that the cabal had for the virus and how it would play out has actually been broken. And human spirit is very strong. And when I saw all those people flooding to the beach, I thought, yes, because it's an outpouring of humanity who want to go and have some fun, go on the sand, go on the beach, get the sunshine, take the kids out. And that's what we naturally do. And it's very wrong for anyone to attempt to constrain humanity when the justification is low and the whole point of it is evil. And that's what that all was. The reaction to this very real virus was an evil reaction, because it was planned to bring about the destruction of, I can't say family life, but the thread of society. And there are more people unemployed in Britain and in America now than almost in any of our history. And, you know, that suits these bad people very well, because the more people who are dependent upon the state, the more people that are receiving handouts, then the easier it is for the cabal working through those governments to actually manipulate those people. So, you know, we need the economies back. We need those economies back. We need to bounce back quickly. And I think that people will do that, because even those who are asleep in terms of their awareness must realize that there's something not right here. So that's where we are with it. So that's the point. It's not a doom and gloom story. It's actually positive, in the sense that this has now played itself out, and we are now moving into the summer months, and a natural reaction to get outside and to hell with the virus. Okay, thank you. Becky, let's have some questions.
Okay, the first question is from Marion from Victoria, Australia, who says, "Hi from Australia. Very interested to know what Simon knows about the UFO sighting in Mage near Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, around the 13th of May. The UFO is rumoured to have crashed and alien bodies retrieved. I have seen some amazing videos and reports online, but of course it could be a huge hoax."
There certainly was a crash. The one that I'm aware of came down into a wooded area. You know, I haven't seen any of these videos. So if any of these videos are showing a crash site in a wooded, like a foresty type place, then we're talking the same crash. The problem with YouTube or any of these other places is that, I guess, I don't know, 11 out of 12 videos are hoaxes. Why people do this, I just... it does more harm than good. It doesn't do any good. people creating fake videos of UFO crashes or UFO sightings is just weakens the whole principle here. And I know a lot of bad organizations fund people to do this deliberately to obfuscate and to block the development of people trying to do legitimate research. So, for a reason of that, I generally don't look at videos. But if you've got a video that shows a crash in a forest area, then have a go with that. If I think back through some of the videos that people have sent me for my opinion on, and some of them are genuine, but they've been misinterpreted. I'll give you an example. Israel has an Iron Dome system, rocket system, mobile rocket launchers, and these are very distinctive when they fire. So it's not that that's interesting. What's interesting is what are they firing at. So there are a number of videos, I believe, out there. I haven't seen them, where this is operating. Well, it could just be against incoming rockets from another country that's at war with them, or it could be against an alien craft or something like that. We must be careful when we see videos that we don't jump to huge conclusions. When you see a video that's glitzily lit up and the presentation is great, we'll be suspicious of that, because my understanding is that if you've got something genuine, you're just going to film it on your cell phone. That's how you're going to get it. Anything that was too well advanced and too brilliant. It's like some of these shows that go out, like Gaia TV, they've got plenty of money. So when you see a glitzy production, then you're aware that it's not just one man or woman who's behind it. There's a team behind it. When you've got money and a team, you can produce things which the ordinary person couldn't even dream of, and it makes it look very good. It makes it look too good. So be aware of fancy music or beautiful UFOs or coloured lights, and that's just not real. That's fake. But the crash, there are two bodies that I am aware of in a wooded area. Where did the bodies go? They were retrieved by a South American response team, which passed it on to the United States of America. So well done for picking that up. And if you do find a video on YouTube that looks genuine to you, please send it to me. I'd love to see it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. The second part of that question is, do you have any comment about the large 6.5 earthquake in Nevada just near a US base? Was this actually a natural event?
No, it wasn't a natural event. There have been three that I'm aware of in the last fortnight. This is part of the ongoing operation. Just because it's dropped off people's radars, people talking about 10 days of darkness or whatever it was and all this, and didn't come to fruition, so it's not really on the topic anymore. But I can tell you the war is still going on. What's really disappointing is that the established media, who you'd think would want a scoop, absolutely going to keep away from it. Absolutely. And I'll give you an example, slightly different, but an example. When you go on to, YouTube or Google or any of the things, you get these quizzes that come up. Keep the public amused with quizzes. One quiz was, it was about a guy called Dyson who makes the vacuum cleaners. And it said, how much he'd made, how many billions he'd made. And the reason he's made a lot of money, is because people have been in lockdown. And if you're in lockdown, you clean your house more. And so there have been a huge people numbers buying of vacuum cleaners. So of course he's done really well on it. But the second question was, who is the richest woman in the world? And there were three women. One was the Queen. So I clicked on the Queen, because we know the Queen is the richest woman, and it said wrong, and it gave the name of this person. And the point here, two things. One, the establishment, I'm not going to tell you the Queen is the richest person in the world, because all the social questions come up. But secondly, the establishment, who should, as a media, digging for the truth, accept what they're told. So the printed wealth, the official report of the wealth of the Queen is reported, but that is not the truth. The amount of money that Her Majesty has that is not recorded. The Queen is the richest woman on the planet. I don't care what Google surveys or anything comes up from Facebook, that's a fact. So that's my answer for that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Octavia from England says, "Hi Simon and Becky, do you have any information on Earth's imminent magnetic pole shift? I have heard that the UK could be submerged as a result. Do you feel that it is likely to happen if or when the shift occurs? And thank you for all the good work that you do."
This pole shift was very popular some years ago, and like many of these things, it comes round and round and round. It's almost like fashion designers saying, "Look, you know, we've had drainpipe trousers now for 3 or 4 years. When we're not making the sales, we're going to use our fashion houses in France and America, London, Italy, to promote big flared trousers because, hey, you know, we need more money." And so that's what they happen. And that's in the same way that many of these people that push these stories, I'm afraid, it's not really fair. The person that asked that, by the way, which country are they from, does it say?
England.
Oh, it's from England. Can you just read the last bit again for me? Just the last bit.
Do you feel that it is likely that the UK will be submerged
if the shift occurs? Yeah, that was the word I wanted. It's likely that there will be some loss of land, particularly on part of British coast and part of the American coast, but not because of a pole shift. The difficulty with the concept of a pole shift is that you think that the north becomes the south and the south becomes the north, and almost as if the whole planet turns over. And that would be the end of all life on the surface of Earth, basically. The last pole shift, and I'm going to change the word to magnetic shift. That's the real terminology, the magnetic shift, was 700,000 years ago. So 700,000 years ago, north was south and south was north. But there wasn't a physical moving of the poles. The magnetic influence within the Earth flipped. Now, there were issues. Birds or bees or insects that use a magnetic homing system were put out, and there would have been a lot of death. Lots of other animals would have struggled. 700,000 years ago was the last time there was a magnetic shift, a pole shift. Can you imagine the geographical upheaval to shift a north and a south pole? It would be the end of life on this planet, frankly. There is not going to happen. There will not be a pole shift. Mm. People who are putting forward a pole shift probably are the same people who are advocating that when the spaceships land, please get on them and go to safety.
Octavia was saying magnetic pole shift.
Right, okay, that's different. If it's a magnetic pole shift, then there will be no disruption. We are due one. Even the official scientists are predicting in the next 25 years there will be a magnetic pole shift. Some people are saying we're overdue. I certainly have been expecting it, but there won't be a massive effect like that. There could be an effect is with some of the rivers, the water level. So yeah, we could see some land go, but please don't imagine vast spaces of Great Britain or America being lost because of a pole shift. If we believe in alien life, and if we believe, as I do, in advanced alien life, and we believe that there is a vested interest from both the good guys and the bad guys on the planet Earth, there is no way that they want to wipe out their investment. The only people that want to do any wiping out are the human-type creatures here who are insane. The vast majority of these aliens are not insane at all. They are very calculating and very service to self, and there's a lot of good guys who are service to others. But they certainly, both sides of the railroad lines, don't want to end the Earth. Only the madmen. And the madmen could do it by detonating a nuclear warhead down in the seabed. That would cause a lot of the east coast of the United States to disappear, and we could lose some land here. But the answer to you is a magnetic shift. No, the last full magnetic shift was 700,000 years ago, and here we are still. It's a good question. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Susan from the Netherlands has asked a very popular question, and quite a lot of people have commented. I'll read some of them later, after you have your comments.
All right.
So the question is, dear Simon and Becky, can you please, please, please advise us on what we can do more about the war that is going on against the Cabal? I feel useless here on this planet because I feel I can't do enough about the circumstances here on Earth. I am convinced that if more channels or psychic mediums like me put our strength together, we can accomplish much more, or else it makes me feel that that I came here to do what? I cannot believe that I came here to look at the circumstances and feel powerless because I can't make a great impact. Any tips, please?
Right. I hope people know that generally with me you get pretty good, clear, straight answer. I hope that's what I've tried to do over the last 10 years. Unless you can defend yourself, don't do it. Unless you can have a reasonably clear idea that you can cope with the consequences of your actions, don't do it. When, in 2015, I and Connecting Consciousness and those around me decided that we had to do something in regard to the CERN Hadron Collider. I was 6 months prior to this putting protection in place. 6 months. So that when we came out of that operation, which lasted, what, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, nothing longer than that, we achieved what we wanted to achieve without the loss of life. And that was successful. People were physically harmed in that operation. There are two people, to my knowledge, who to this day carry physical scars of that operation because of the psychic work they undertook and the attacks it drew to them. If you were operating on your own, then you must be familiar with your protection, but you really must understand, please, that if you are going to take on the Cabal, you're going to need more than just a few candles, I'm not being disrespectful, and burning sage. You are going to be up against the most ancient of evil that requires some interesting handling, shall we say. Part of the reason for wanting to go to America is to secure the support to build a healing center, and you know that's been the plan for the United States and for Great Britain. That move would allow us to build in a number of interesting aspects to what we already have. I have never asked anybody to undertake, or a group to undertake something, unless I was as confident as I could be that I wasn't asking those people to put themselves into a situation that could have terrible effects for them. I won't mention groups, but there was one group that decided that as a team of psychics, not Connecting Consciousness, they would go to the Vatican psychically and send love and light to the Vatican. That just shows the naivety, and the ramifications were horrendous, absolutely horrendous. I personally know, because the leaders of those organizations contacted me separately within 2 days of each other to tell me what had occurred there. So we don't do anything as an organization unless we are in a position to defend ourselves. So I want to go to America, I want to establish a building, I want to have workshops in there, I want to have a place where the media can be briefed, I want to do all of these things, and I can't do it in Britain, unfortunately, it can only be in the US. And part of what you're questioning would be an aspect of that. the ability to project goodwill to any part in the globe, but to have a shield so that when all the crap came back at you, it wasn't going to actually deter you from doing it again. So there is something for the future, very dependent on a move to the US. And those of you who want to be warriors, there will be opportunities. But for most people, it's about being here. Now I'm going to ask Becky, because Becky's got a lot of experience with the shamanic connection to the earth here. But for those people who came here just to exist, to hold that energy, to be who they are, and to exist here and to project themselves, not in an offensive way, but to project their energy with who they came into contact with. And that actually is one of the greatest points, because the earth recognizes a critical mass. It doesn't matter if people are just individual, but there's a critical mass of goodwill on the earth. And that gives the earth, Gaia, the confidence to keep going, to believe that it was worth carrying these humans for all these years on her back, because these people actually were worth saving. So even if we feel frustrated sitting at home, what can I do? And I've said I feel frustrated because I wanted to be in America by now. You've got to hold on in there, because you came here for a reason. Even if that reason is not dynamic enough for you, you are doing something that other people cannot do. All right, Becky, do you want to just give a more of a shamanic view on that, please?
Well, when I was reading this, I had my answer fairly clearly in my mind, and then I read the other responses to this, and they so closely match what I was thinking that I'll just read the responses.
Okay.
So Bonnie from the USA replies by saying, "Holding your light for the world to see, to feel and see does more than you can imagine. You are wonderful." Sydney says, "Hi Susan, you don't have to fight the cabal directly. In my humble opinion, all you do is providing service to others. Calm a stranger who is overwhelmed by fear. Provide a listening ear to someone who is lost. Provide a beacon of light for others to follow. Talk to everyone who's opened their minds and hearts. Shed light where there is darkness. And in this way, the cabal will, in time, have nowhere to hide. If we all raise our frequency, the planet will no longer tolerate the cabal and all of their activities. They know, as we do, that their time is coming to an end. Do not feel powerless, because you are not. At the soul level, we all chose to be here at this time. There is much work for us all to do, both now and in the future. There are many on our planet that are damaged and require support and healing, and I feel very strongly that this is what we are all here to do. Love and light to you, Sydney." Sam from the USA says, "The cabal win when we lose hope and faith in ourselves and each other. That is what they want. So remaining in the light and staying true to yourself is all the fighting you need to do." And Elizabeth from England says, Depending on circumstances, you either fight physically if you have a situation like it, but mostly fight by shining your own light, positivity and love. Also meditate or pray, whichever suits you regularly. I've learnt from Simon to meditate for higher dimensions, for the fifth, doing my best with this so I don't feel useless anymore." Okay, and there's a lot. There are a lot of responses. It was a really popular question and answers.
I'm not surprised, because people actually see through the alternative media, the truthful media, things are going on and they feel terribly frustrated and they want to help. That's what it is. And you've had my answer from that, and you've had Becky's answer, which has been given by Connecting Consciousness members from all over the planet. And basically actually saying what I said. I didn't know what Becky was going to say, but basically it's reinforced that point, that there will be opportunities in the future, I think, for people to be warriors and take up the sword and the spear or the shield, and there will also be great deal of opportunities for people who want to be warriors but not actually go in there with a sword and shield, but to actually be more of a supportive role, to be more of a coordinating role with all of the people who are going to start coming to spiritual organizations for guidance. This is going to come in the next few years, for clarity, because the when the truth is known about what's going on with the world's media, then I think that a lot of people are going to be really reduced to the number of outlets they can go to. When we look at how YouTube manipulates, look how people are losing their YouTube channels, they're losing communication. I know for a fact, it's only a small thing, but it's something that I know for a fact. When we've done a podcast, and we've literally just had it put out, within 3 seconds or 5 seconds, there are 44 dislikes appeared before a single person has viewed it. And then, you know, it drops down. Well, we know there's manipulation, and I've said this, and I will say it again, because it's a big thing here. Many years ago, I did a conference, and one of the topics was don't mention the aliens or something. I can't even remember the topic of it now. And it was approaching 900,000 views. 900,000. And it was due to hit the million. And the next time I looked, it was 250,000. So for years, YouTube have been manipulating. And now what they're doing is stopping the voice of people. So take away your ability to go on Facebook, posting your YouTube videos, and frankly, it doesn't matter whether you find another venue to go on. The cabal will go to that venue and say, if you don't remove this person, we will prevent you. You lose your license, basically. And so that's how they're doing it. People like David Icke probably will never be allowed to have another conference in Wembley, probably never allowed to leave the country to do a talk. People like David Icke will be reduced to just writing books, because the system is preventing him from speaking. And you know, we've all got our heads over our shoulders, we're trying to guard our back, because we all think, you know, who's next? You know, where will the attack be? Look at Kerry Cassidy, look at Miles Johnson. They monetized their podcasts, and they've both now lost that. YouTube is no longer paying them for their videos. I never went down the road of doing that. I chose not to monetize, because I never wanted these people to manipulate me, and never wanted to put myself in a position where they could say to me, if you don't do this, we'll take away your right to have money. So we just didn't deal with them. Don't like dealing with officialdom. Try and keep them at arm's length. This is the final assault on the truth movement. This is it now. There's infiltration. There are a number of new type of organizations that have suddenly come into the fore, which I can tell you are cabal funded. They are supremely funded, very, very plush. They're trying to get in to the alternative media, dominate it, and take it wherever they want. So the truth is now are under attack in a way that never been before. Thank you for that. What's the next question?
The next question is from Xanthi, who is one of our England regional coordinators. And Xanthi says, "Hi Simon, can you tell us anything about the Home Office Rapid Response Unit and 77th Brigade, please?"
Often, oddly enough, there's several occasions of this where the entertainment industry has created a video game predominantly, and it's been modelled on a real organisation. There have been several of these. The 77 Brigade, it's calling it the 77th, we call it the 77 Brigade, probably consists, you'd think it officially has about 448 personnel. This establishment is supposed to be officially 550. I'll tell you that its official establishment should be 777, 777, that's its official establishment, but they'll never tell you that. I've also been told it's not at its official establishment. They can't recruit enough people for it. It's a unique military organization because it's not actually a commando organization. It's not like the Berets or the SEALs or anything like that. Its job is far more covert. It's not even the SAS. The SAS, the Special Air Service, or the Special Boat Squadron, their jobs are to go in and do just like the SEALs would do. But the 77th Brigade was an organization that could support other more aggressive organizations, and their ability is on communications, on intelligence gathering, demolitions. So they would go in and do operations, but they wouldn't be the front line, shall we say. So they're very, very special. They are a good force. They're not an evil force. And if we go back in history, the 77th, or 77, has a long history. And a subunit of it was tasked with reclaiming alien artifacts. The number of alien artifacts across the Earth, and either the good guys are going to get them or the bad guys are going to get them. Now, within your framework of who's good or who's bad, you have to put the Knights Templars quite high up there, because that's what they exist for, to obtain these relics, these important items. However, the 77th was a good organization which was attempted to some of these are doomsday devices, and to break them up. I don't mean physically destroy them, but break them up and spread them around the planet. There was a science fiction film very similar to that, based on the truth, where you have a device of so many parts, and you put one in China and one in Britain and all the rest of it, so that they can never be brought together again. So that is the fact. That the other one you took, what was the other one? The Home Office. Did you say?
The Home Office Rapid Response Unit.
Okay, right. So that's non-military. That is a group of civil servants who will go to any organisation that's government that requires personnel. However, it is tasked to providing administrative backup to some of these other elite organisations. So imagine that there was a flood in a British town, and something like 500 residents had to be moved out very quickly. Well, the rapid response team would go in and work with the local government, the local council, and support them. But if there was a military operation to take place, whatever that might be, then those people would also go in to do the administration, the supportive work. Again, they're good. The difference is that the Home Office is a much more in-your-face, obvious aspect of it, but the 77th is a military organization, and they have been recruiting for it. They never even said they were recruiting for that, and they said they were recruiting for GCHQ, the spy place. They weren't actually. They were recruiting for 77. They're looking for young people who have computer gifts, and this wasn't just for GCHQ, it was for 77, but they haven't been able to hit the target simply because there is a very, very interesting aspect to the 77th, and not only do you have to have the skills and abilities and aptitude, but you have to be the psychic profile, the psychological profile to go into that organization. That's a really interesting question that you've picked up. Nobody else has asked me about the 77th, not for at least 7 or 8 years. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Jamie from Australia says, "Hello Simon and Becky. Last year in August, I was lying in bed in a completely dark room falling asleep when a portal opened above my body and a reptilian came through. My eyes were closed, but I was completely awake. When this black portal opened above me, I could feel a malevolent energy with a desire for me. My eyes were shut, but it projected an image of its face into my mind as clear as day.
Okay.
I found it intriguing and shocking at the same time, because it had placed itself between me and an eagle's claw that was swooping in to grab me. As I looked into the eyes of this reptilian, it was trying to grab my throat chakra, and I could feel this telepathic message saying, "Stop talking, they are watching you." Shortly after the message was delivered, the reptilian disappeared, and I could sense an eye in the room. It was the size of a basketball, indigo in colour, and looked exactly like the Eye of Sauron, just metres away from my bed. It also disappeared rather quickly. I would love to hear your opinion on this, Simon. It's the fourth time I've asked this since August last year.
God bless you. I'm sorry, it may be the fourth time, it's only the first time.
Yeah, it's the first time we've come across it. But it's been a popular one, it's got a lot of thumbs up and comments from people in Germany and Romania as well, very keen to hear about this.
Right, those of you who are listening to me or will listen to me in Mexico, you should have the answer. Have you got it? Didn't hear you. The emblem for Mexico is the eagle grabbing the snake. And those of you who have seen any Mexican coins will know that the eagle's claw grabs the snake. So what we've got here is an imagery of the reptilian, which is the snake, and the eagle's claw. This goes back to Enlil and Enki, the two brothers, and is fixed into human psyche, although most people can't access that. Right, let's start off with something that's helpful for you. Do not be in the dark room anymore. Don't sleep in the dark room. You might say, I need to be in a dark room, I can't sleep. Don't do it. Also, don't have your eyes closed. When your eyes are closed, even in a dark setting, you are cutting off your visual sensory information. And if your brain isn't receiving visual signals, then it doesn't have another aspect to balance what it is being fed. So in other words, if your eyes are closed and you're fed a visible image into your brain, there is nothing to counteract it because your eyes aren't open. So when this image comes back again, or if it comes back again, you must open your eyes, make sure your eyes are open, and don't sleep in a fully dark room. So that's my advice to help you. Well, what does it mean? Without a photograph of your good self, I can't answer that question, because the soul in your body will dictate the message that's been given to you. We have opened the books. I understand that they're probably all full, but if you want to write to Andy, explain, you go on a waiting list. It would be worth your while doing that, please, because not everybody is given the image of Enlil and Enki, which is what you've been given the image of, and there must be a reason for it. So this isn't to frighten you or to, there's much more to this. It's a much deeper meaning, and it might be worthwhile having a chat with me and seeing if we can understand what's going on here. So it's a really interesting question. Thank you. Before we go on to the next question, I haven't got my thank yous, I'm really sorry. We've had a few internet issues, a few computer issues. If you have been very kind and you have donated to the cause, sounds like a revolution, doesn't it? Why shouldn't it be? If you have donated to the cause, then I'm very grateful to you. I go back to what I said, we don't monetize the stream, we don't do that, I never did it. Had opportunities to it. I mean, even YouTube once wrote to me and said how to do it and what you would get and all the rest of it, and how helpfully they would put adverts that run with the topics, but we never took them up on that. And when I look at the likes of poor old Kerry Cassidy and Miles Johnson and having their money taken off them, then it just reminds me that this is the vulnerability of it. So those of you who have contributed, then thank you, because you do keep us ticking along. And I know for many of you, you want more, more podcasts, more this, more that, and we do our best, but I guess let's take the J. Rowling, the lady who wrote, you know, Harry Potter.
Oh, J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, that's right. you know, she must have sat there some nights racking her brains. But when you're writing a story, you have to create the narrative, okay? If you're writing a story, if you're making things up, you create a narrative, and you can do it day in, day out, regular, because you're creating something that's not real. It might be based on reality, but it's not real. But, you know, what we do here is based and is real. So I can't give you something on Tuesday and then on Thursday and Friday, because I'm not making it up. I'm not sitting here creating a narrative because I've got to keep the listeners happy. You know, this isn't a television show. It's not the latest thing. I'm not selling t-shirts, not even selling a book yet. Got the damn thing written, but, you know, I'm not selling the books. I'm not selling t-shirts or fobs or anything like that. You know, I get real information, which I then check and balance, and when I'm reasonably happy with it, I'll come to you with it. So, you know, for those of you who'd like more of me, well, you know, I do the best that I can, and, you know, do try to have a life. And, you know, looking around you, there's a dog and there's cats, and, you know, determine not to lose connection with what I'd call a basic life. There are people I've met in our industry who are so absorbed down a particular route that they completely lose connection with the earth reality, and as a result of that, they can become a little bit unstable. So I'm very proud of the fact that there is a home here. There's, you know, there's a cat and a dog, and, you know, it's a home. And we, you know, as a connecting consciousness, we have to try and balance everything, all the needs of the coordinators, membership, the needs of that, all of these things, and to reach out to you and to give you the best news that we can, and to be honest for it. And I give you the point about the call that went out about a lot of people were saying the internet was going to be down for 10 days. And I said they were saying it was going to happen totally, and they were planning for it. And I said, well, there's about a 75% chance of that, because the information that I'd got was only if it's necessary. What we got was reduced bandwidth. Do you remember that? Reduced. So on some cases, we couldn't send pictures over the internet, but we could send an email. And that was for maybe a day or 2 days. But there was no shutdown. So I'm very careful. I don't jump on the bandwagon. I get a lot of people writing to me saying that this is doing the rounds. You know, this is doing the rounds. I look at it and I say, well, it's not true. And the people don't want to hear that. They want to hear it's true, you know. And I'm not gonna be drawn into that. If it's not true, I won't go with it. I will only go with what's true. And time again, these great big things that are supposed to have happened never did happen. Okay, so, you know, I don't want to become an entertainment industry. I don't want to become something that relies on exciting the public. You know, well, we need a big story, because we only had a big story a week ago, so we need another big story, and then we need another one after that, and then we're going to do this. No, that's not what I came here to do. I came here to try to have a spiritual organization and try to get the truth out there and to not back down. You know, I don't go public every time we get an attack here, whenever that comes. I don't go telling everyone and weeping over the internet. I just say, you know, we've got a few issues, and I'm sorry that we haven't been able to do the podcast, but we'll get around to it. I'm not giving any comfort to our enemies that they're having an effect upon us, because if you did that, they would just come in on that. They would see that as the weak hole in the chain, and they would just come through that, or attempt to come through it. And it is a war. I've said it. There's a war. Don't just think about a war in space, or on the earth, or underground. There's a war for the consciousness of humanity, and that's been on for thousands of years, and it's playing out now. So, you know, we do our best, and I am truly sorry that I can't do more, but we do the best we can, and maybe we'll try and do better. Thank you. What's the next question?
Okay, thank you. I think we have been going for about an hour now, so I'll just do
one more
question, though we've had very many fantastic questions.
I know.
We'll try and get round to all of them at some point.
Okay.
But Thomas from Canada says, hello from Toronto. I would like to know if the fake ET invasion is still a possibility. Von Braun said it would be the last card.
It's still a possibility. It was dropped. It was and it wasn't. It was on and it was going off and on, off and on. It was dropped some 5 years ago in favour of this virus and other things they were planning on. There's like a team of people that sit around a table and they, these bad people, and they decide what they're going to do. It hasn't been dropped permanently. It's on what do you call the back burner. It's been pushed to the back room. But it's very much now being wheeled out again because the virus failed. You know, what have they got? They've got the virus, they've got what we call a dirty bomb, and they've got a fake alien invasion. Why do you think President Trump is banging on about the Space Force? Because if the bad guys announce a alien invasion, what the president can now do is say, don't worry, we've got the Space Force and we'll fight them. In other words, take the agenda away from the cabal. Many years ago, it seems now, I did a number of speaking tours around Great Britain, and I talked about how the cabal were funding schools through the British government to prepare for alien landings, not invasion, landings. And those of them are on YouTube, unless YouTube's taken them off. But there were a number of presentations I did that showed where schools were practicing for spacecraft to crash land. And you know, I asked the question again and again and again to the audiences, why, if aliens don't exist officially, why would you practice with 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12-year-olds the action to take when a spacecraft crashes? And they even had companies, organizations who would come and create a spaceship in the school grounds in the night, and then when the kids would come in the morning, they'd be presented with a spacecraft that had supposedly crashed. And this was all about getting into the psyche of humanity that spacecraft would crash. And when I did actually find somebody in authority and said, what is the purpose of this, they said, oh, it's under the equalities and inclusion agenda. In other words, aliens are a minority, and therefore we are putting it under the school's curriculum of inclusion and equalities, which is bullshit, isn't it? So that's the official line. They don't do it anymore. And so what we've got is a situation where this plan is back on the agenda. That is why President Trump partly came out with the Space Force, so that when the cabal says we've got alien invasion in California, it's always California, Trump can immediately say, if he's still the president, of course, he can immediately say, right, well, we've got our Space Force engaging with them. And the cabal, who have got all these holographs ready to flash in the sky, they've got all their friends in the TV network, placemen all ready to do these interviews with actors to say how they saw these aliens. And they've got it all ready. All the studios have made all this burnt land, and to put it all together to make it look like a real presentation. But of course, it's just propaganda. Trump can grab that from them and say, actually, we're up there already fighting them. So it is back on the agenda. And, can't give you a date, but I'll get any more information, then I'll most certainly make sure we know, because we need to know. We need to know. Aliens won't invade us. If they wanted to invade us, they'd have done it when we had a spear and a bow and arrow. Not now, when we could give quite a good punch back. Why would they invade us? Why would the bad guys invade us? They've got what they want. They've got the Earth broadly under control. They've got humanity broadly under control. They don't want to change it. The status quo suits them nicely. The good guys want to change it, but they're not going to come here and invade, because that's not what good guys do. So any alien invasion is a human trickery and a fake. Not to please to be confused with alien, real alien spacecraft that land and say, oh, the Earth's about to be wiped out. Better come on board and we'll take you to Venus or some such place. That is real, but you'll never be seen again. You'll end up on an abattoir ship. I know it's a pretty harsh thing to say, but I'm being absolutely open with you. Don't worry, as long as we're still here and we're still broadcasting, we'll do our very best to get the truth out. You know, we do everything we can to keep on air. We always say, God bless the Queen. Because if you do anything else, they might close your channel down, mightn't they? And let's face it, the days are gone where you could stand on the corner of the street and shout and 500 people would come around you, or you'd go to the printing press and print lots of leaflets and hand them out. We rely on technology, and that is the way we meet people, and the cabal control the technology for that distribution of information. So it's a very tightrope that we walk. And if I can get to the United States, then the position will be stronger, we will be able to do more, we will be more protected, and we will be able to take the organization to the next level. But if that doesn't happen, and we're here in Britain, we will continue to do the very best that we can. We will never give in, we'll never surrender, we'll never change. We will just keep on doing what we need to do because we believe in truth. So, as Becky said, we've been going for the hour. Thank you so much for all your support. And the questions are fantastic. Since we've limited it now, only Connecting Consciousness members can put the questions in, and they do it on MeWe Pro. That means those questions are more advanced. Those questions are more detailed, because the people who are members of Connecting Consciousness have a greater understanding, and therefore those questions have a deeper meaning. And that's not to say that the questions from non-members aren't valuable, but those of you who are listening to the show, you don't want the early day questions, you want the more in-depth questions. And so if you want to put a question, then you need to be a member. Remember, it costs nothing to be a member of CC. Just like I don't monetize this, I don't charge anything to be a member, because I don't want the concept of money to be connected with the distribution of truth. You know, I know it's in America it's very different, and I understand that. It's a corporate world. You know, it's how much money can you make? How can you do this? And that's the way it is, but maybe I'm just old-fashioned. But I actually want to keep money and the message of truth separate, because otherwise you become influenced. You know, you can make so much money if you do this, or someone comes to you and says, hey, if you talk about this, I'll give you all this money. And once you go down that slippery road, you're no longer working with an agenda of truth. You're working to someone else's agenda. And let's face it, the elite are very clever at manipulating organizations. They did it with the music industry, and they did it with the wider entertainment industry, they did it with the gaming industry. So why wouldn't they do it with the truth movement? Of course they would, and they have done. And so, you know, ask yourselves, when you're looking at information you're being given, where's that coming from? Why has it been given? And what's behind it? So independence is crucial to truth. Thank you very much indeed. The dog has been an absolute star. She has not barked or caused any problems. The cat, of course, noticed it clawed the back of the chair. Just thank goodness no one was sitting on the chair. They would have had the claws into their back. So thank you very much indeed. God bless to everyone. Bye-bye.